我们读旧约创世纪第十七章。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前做万全人。
Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly.
亚伯兰伏伏在地，神对他说：我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰。要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I will make you the father of a multitude of nations.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神又对亚伯拉罕说：你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。
God said further to Abraham, Now as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations.
你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的。生下来第八日都要受割礼。
And every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised throughout your generations. A servant who is born in the house or who is bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your descendants.
你家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上做永远的约。
A servant who is born in your house or who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. Thus shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
But an uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
24节。
Verse 24。
亚伯拉罕受割礼的时候年99岁。
Now Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin.
他儿子以实玛利受割礼的时候年13岁。
And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin.
正当那日，亚伯拉罕和他儿子以实玛利一同受了割礼。
In the very same day Abraham was circumcised and Ishmael his son.
家里所有的人，无论是在家里生的，是用银子从外人买的，也都一同受了割礼。
All the men of his household who were born in the house or bought with money from a foreigner were circumcised with him.
好，我们的圣经就暂时念到这里。
We will just read this part for now.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
谢谢你以永远的爱了我们。
Thank you for loving us with your everlasting love.
你不仅把我们从 罪和死亡里面拯救出来。
Not only have you redeemed and saved us out of sin and death.
你今天在我们身上还有你自己荣耀的心意。
Today you also have this glorious will upon us.
你要都把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
You want to transform us into the image of your beloved son.
要让你自己的旨意通行在你教会的里面，如同行在天上一样。
So that your will may be done in your church as it is in heaven.
我们满心感谢赞美你。
So Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
我们心里面实在充满了喜乐。
Our hearts are full of joy.
我们这样的人竟然能在你永远的旨意上有份。
How can a man like us have a portion in your will?
我们早晨在这里说把满心的赞美来归给你。
So we want to give you all the praise of our hearts.
我们求主你借着圣灵将你自己的话向我们打开。
And we do pray that through your own Holy Spirit that you would open up your words to us.
你的恩典托住我们。
May your grace hold us fast.
让我们无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，都被一个灵所感。
So whether we are speaking, translating, or hearing, may we all be moved by the same Spirit.
我们都愿听见神儿子今天向我们说话的声音。
So that today we may hear the voice of God's Son speaking to us.
你自己亲自来启示我们。
May you yourself reveal to us.
你越过我们人所有一切的软弱。
Overcome all of our human weakness.
让你自己的工做成在我们的身上。
So that you would do your own work upon us.
我们仰望你的怜悯和恩典。
We look to your grace and mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
在创世纪第十七章，在这开始的时候，神呼召亚伯拉罕，呼召亚伯兰，他说：“你当在我面前做完全人。”
Here at the very beginning of Genesis chapter 17, God is calling to Abraham and says to walk before me and be blameless or be ye perfect.
我们这些人怎么能够完全呢？
How can we be perfect?
亚伯拉罕怎么会完全呢？
How can Abraham be a perfect man?
但是神在这里非常的清楚的呼召亚伯拉罕。
And yet God is very clearly calling for Abraham.
你当在我面前做完全人。
Before me, you are to be perfect and blameless.
说到完全，在圣经里面，它有很多方面的意义。
When it talks about being perfect in the scriptures, there's many different meanings to this.
我们知道在圣经里面，这个完全特别和神的旨意发生关系。
Now this word perfection or complete has to do with God's will.
在哥罗西书第四章
In Colossians chapter 4
第十二节那里
In verse 12
哥罗西书第四章
In Colossians chapter 4
第十二节
Verse 12
用你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who is one of your number, a bondslave of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings, always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God.
我们看见这个完全是和神的旨意连在一起的。
So here we see that perfection is connected with God's will.
在罗马书十二章第二节，我们最熟悉的一节的经文。
In Romans chapter 12:2, a very familiar passage to us all.
不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化，让我们查验何为神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
神的旨意是完全。
The will of God is perfect.
你可是完全乃是说出神向着我们的旨意。
And this perfection also speaks of God's will towards us.
这里说到神向着亚伯拉罕的目的。
Here we see this is the will of God towards Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是有目的的神。
Our God is a God of purpose.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他把我们今天从罪中释放出来。
He has now set us free from sin.
不是在让我们以自我为中心。
So that we will no longer be self-centered.
不再是成就我们自己在地上的目的。
So that we are no longer accomplishing our own self-centered purposes.
乃是让我们进入到神他为我们所定的那个荣耀的目的的里面。
So that we may now enter into His glorious will.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们不再以自我为中心。
Brothers and sisters, after our salvation, we are no longer to be self-centered.
我们今天乃是为了神的目的而活着。
We live for the purpose of God.
让神的目的能够成就在我们的身上。
We desire for God's will to be accomplished in us.
我们在地上可能有很多的经历。
On earth we may have many experiences.
我们很可能有许多的得着。
We may have much gain.
但如果我们没有进入到神为我们所定的这个旨意的当中。
However, if we have not entered into the will and purpose of God,
我们在地上空跑徒劳。
Then we run and toil in vain.
我们的生活没有价值，没有意义。
There is no value and no meaning to our life.
但当我们把自己摆在神的目的的当中，
However, when we place ourselves in the will of God,
我们一生受这个目的的支配，
and we are now being brought through the will of God.
让神的目的能够成就在我们的身上，
and we desire for God's will to be accomplished in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命里面充满了喜乐，充满了力量。
Then our lives will be full of joy, full of strength.
充满了价值，充满了意义。
Full of meaning, full of value and purpose.
而且有永恒的价值和永恒的意义。
Because there is now eternal value and eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
我们今天蒙恩得救。
Today we are saved.
我们不是过一个需要为导向的生活。Need-oriented life.
We are not living a life that just has no particular meaning.
不是 need-oriented life.
Need our
oriented life. 就以需要为导向的生活。
Need an orient. We are not living a life that needs a particular orientation.
乃是以神的旨意为导向的生活 ，purpose-oriented life.
But the orientation is the purpose of what the Lord has told us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
这实在改变我们的一生。
This changes all our life.
那么我们看见说，为什么在这里神要这样来呼召亚伯兰呢？
So now we need to see why is it that God is calling Abraham in this way.
我们如果读圣经的话，我想很可能这个时候亚伯兰看看自己所做的，很可能他非常的失望和灰心。
It is possible that at this time when Abraham is looking at himself and all that he has done, he perhaps is feeling hopeless or disappointed.
我们知道在第十六章那里，他照着自己的意思，用人的办法，他生了一个以实玛利。
We know that in chapter 16, according to his own way, his own method, he now has a son named Ishmael.
那是神所不喜悦的。
This is something not pleasing to God.
那是神所定罪的。
This is something that God condemns.
而且从他生以实玛利，一直到他99岁的时候，大概有13年左右的光景，神没有向他显现。
From the time Ishmael was born until God spoke to him at age 99, it was approximately 13 years where God did not reveal himself to him.
我想是不是亚伯拉罕里面觉得说神已经不会再用他了。
Perhaps is Abraham now thinking that he's no longer worthy for God to use him?
他已经好像失败到这种地步。
That he has failed to such a point.
神好像都把他遗弃了一样。
That God has now forsaken him.
他觉得说神可能要兴起别的器皿来成就他自己的旨意。
That God perhaps will now choose another vessel so that he may accomplish his will.
而且他都已经99岁了。
And already he is 99 years old.
都99岁了，还有什么希望呢？
At 99 years of age, what hope does he have?
神还能在他身上做什么呢？
What else can God do in him?
感谢主，就在亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰他最失望、最灰心的时候，神用他的目的来呼召亚伯拉罕。
But we thank the Lord that during the time when he was feeling the most hopeless and most disappointed, now God comes to call him.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，虽然你会失败。
And so God says to Abraham, even though you may fail,
但是我向着你的目的绝不会失败。
However, my will for you will never fail.
你可以觉得自己已经好像都不信了。
You may think that you are utterly faithless.
但是神是可信的。
And yet God is faithful.
我们可以好像觉得自己已经到了尽头。
We may think that we have come to our very end.
但神的恩赐和选召没有后悔。
However, God, He does not regret any of His choosing.
我们觉得神可能已经把我们离弃了。
We think that God has forsaken us.
但是神开始的善工，他必亲自来成全。
But the work, good work that God has begun, He Himself will finish.
神是使人有盼望的神。
Our God is a God of hope.
在人好像觉得无可指望的时候，因信可以仍有指望。
When man thinks that there is utterly no hope, God is full of hope.
今天有的时候，神的儿女看见自己生活中许多的软弱。
Today, when God's people look at themselves in their own lives, they are full of
weakness. 看到环境实在是非常的艰难。
We see such difficulties in our environment.
有人跟我说，他不仅生了一个以实玛利，他生了一堆的以实玛利。
Somebody has told me not only did he give birth to one Ishmael, but a whole group of Ishmael.
一个以实玛利就够我们这个痛苦的了。
One Ishmael already causes us enough suffering.
这么多的以实玛利生出来，我还有希望吗？
I have given birth to so many Ishmaels. Do I have any hope at all?
感谢主，主在这里用他的目的来呼召我们。
But we thank the Lord. He himself calls us today.
因为我们都是效法亚伯拉罕之信的人。
Because we are all those who follow the father of faith, Abraham.
这个荣耀的目的成为我们里面的鼓舞，成为我们里面的盼望，成为我们的安慰。
And now this calling of faith is our comfort, is our hope.
因为我们的神他绝不失败。
Because our God will never fail.
他的目的一定要成就在我们身上。
His purpose must and will be accomplished in us.
我想如果亚伯兰当时他是这样的绝望和失望的话，我想这个呼召对亚伯兰来讲实在是一个安慰和鼓舞。
If Abraham at that time was feeling this disappointed in himself with no hope, this calling must have been such a comfort and encouragement to him.
那我想也许亚伯兰当时他可能还有另外也可能是那样一种的感觉。
And I do think perhaps Abraham at that time felt another thing.
不是，可能有另外一种的感觉。
Perhaps he had another sense.
觉得说99岁了差不多了。
He perhaps thought, well, 99 is pretty, it's up there.
虽然好像生了一个以实玛利，跟神的旨意差一点。
That even though, yes, I have given birth to Ishmael, that it's a...
但是还差不多了，至少生出一个儿子来。
At least I have a son.
没功劳也有苦劳。
Even though without much toil, there was some toil.
而且我确确实实因着顺服神的开始向我的呼召，我真的离开了加利利乌尔，到神所指示我的地方去。去的时候，我因信，那个时候都不知道将来去哪里。
Because at the very beginning, I did leave Ur of Chaldees, and that according to faith, I didn't know where I was going.
我在地上真的过了一个帐篷的生活，一个祭坛的生活。
And yes, here on earth, I lived a life living in tents and building altars.
我已经有过很多属灵的经历。
I have had many spiritual experiences already.
现在已经老了。
And now I am elderly.
该退休让贤了。
I should just retire and finish everything.
如果有钱有闲的话，可以出去旅游一下了。
If I have some money and wealth, perhaps I should go and travel.
99岁还需要长进吗？
I'm 99. What other progress or growth do I need?
已经到99岁了。
I'm already at 99.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你想说，当你到99岁的时候，你觉得你还需要长进吗？
Brothers and sisters, when you reach 99 years old, do you feel that you need more progress?
我今天遇到有些 才二十九岁都觉得自己没有什么，就不就好像就不想就不需要长进的一样。
I have met some 29-year-olds. They think that they've already don't need any more progress.
都九十九岁了。
Now he's 99.
还要长进吗
？Does he need to grow more？
觉得这个时候可以慢慢的就等候就可以了。
And here he perhaps he should just slow down.
就等到主把我接去就可以了。
Wait for the Lord to take him.
我想，如果亚伯兰当时他是这一种的感觉
，Perhaps if Abraham had this sense.
我相信主这里用他的目的来呼召亚伯兰。
Then I do believe God used his purpose to call Abraham.
来提醒他。
To remind him.
我的目的要成就在你身上。
That my will be accomplished in you.
你和我的目的之间差的还相当的遥远。
There's still quite a large gap between your purpose and my purpose.
你需要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
You need to forget what that which lies behind and press on forward towards the goal which
lies ahead. 因为我们的神的目的绝不失败。
Because our God's goal will never fail.
你觉得你已经差不多了。
You think that you're pretty good.
但是神提醒亚伯兰，神的目的要实现在他的身上。
However, now God reminds Abraham that his will be accomplished in him.
让他能够继续的在属灵的生活中继续的长进。
So that in his spiritual walk and with the Lord, that he will continue to grow.
九十九岁还要长。
At 99, he will continue.
我们知道从这开始，亚伯兰的生命真的就一直的长，一直长到他见主面的日子，一直到175岁。
And we know that Abraham continued to grow before the Lord from 99 all the way until he was age 175.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得神在这里用他的目的来呼召我们每一个人。
I do believe that God is using His will to call every one of us.
无论我们觉得我们是一个失败的一个人。
Whether or not we feel that we are a failure.
或者我们觉得我们已经差不多，我们已经得着了。
Or we think that we're pretty good, that we have already attained to it.
我想这都是对我们非常非常重要的提醒。
I feel that this is a very important reminder for us.
非常宝贵的安慰。
This is a very precious comfort.
因为神在我们身上的目的一定要实现出来。
Because God's will in us must be accomplished.
当我们说到这一个完全的时候。
When we speak of this perfection.
我们知道在新约圣经的光中，我们知道这一个完全。在我们个人身上是指的基督在我们身上显出来说的。
We know that within the light of the New Testament, this perfection is only speaking of the life within us that is our Lord Jesus.
只有基督显出来才完全。
Only when Christ is revealed in us, that is perfection.
只有我们的主他是完全。
Because only our Lord is perfect.
只有我们的主将父神的荣耀完全的彰显出来。
Because our Lord Jesus fully manifested the glory of the
Father. 只有我们的主他完全的遵行了父神的旨意。
Only He fully obeyed the will of the Father.
只有我们的主他完全的叫父神的心得着满足。
Only the Lord Jesus, He fully satisfied the heart of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候主从我们身上显出来，那个就是完全。
Anytime the Lord is revealed and manifested from us, that is perfection.
弟兄姊妹，这是在我们个人身上。
This is within us individually.
在教会身上也是一样。
It is the same within the church.
当基督的身体的实际显在神教会聚会中的时候，就是完全。
When the reality of the body of Christ is revealed within the church, that is perfection.
我们看见在希伯来书十一章最末了的那里告诉我们说，这些信心的见证人，如果他们不与我们同德，就不得完全。
And we also know at the end of Hebrews chapter 11, it says that all these, having gained approval for their faith, did not receive what was promised apart from us.
所以在新约的光里，在我们个人身上，是基督显出来就完全。
And so within us individually, when the Lord Christ, when He is revealed, that is perfection.
在教会身上，当基督身体的实际显出来的时候，就是完全。
And also within the church, when the life of Christ is revealed and manifested, that is perfection.
但我想当时神呼召亚伯兰的时候，在亚伯兰身上，我想是不是让他在信靠神的事情上达到完全。
I do wonder when God again appeared to Abraham in this matter of faith, did Abraham now attain to perfection?
让他完全的信靠神。
so that he could now once again fully believe in God.
让他信靠神的心能够达到完全的地步。
So that his faith and belief in God would be perfected.
我们读希伯来书第六章第一节的时候，那里告诉我们说，我们要极力离开道理的开端。
In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 says we need to now leave the elementary teachings about the Christ.
就如信靠神。
And now let us press on to maturity.
神的话从来没有让我们离开信靠神。
And now God never wants us to leave faith.
我们没有一刻的功夫可以离开信靠神。
Not one moment can we leave our faith and belief towards
Him. 乃是离开信靠神的起点。
But we are leaving the elementary teachings of Christ.
离开那个一摇三晃的那种的信心。
Leaving that very shakeable faith that's very shallow.
进到那个这个成熟的信心的里面。
We are to enter into mature faith.
这个宝贵的信心的里面。
Into precious faith.
所以我相信在这一个神呼召亚伯兰的时候，盼望他在信靠神的事情上能够达到完全。
And so I do believe that when God once again called Abraham, he was wanting him to be perfect and perfect.
因为我们神的目的绝不降低。
Because God will never lower his standards.
他的目的一定要成就在我们身上。
His will be accomplished in us.
那我们就要问一个很重要的问题。
And so now we need to ask a very important question.
可能吗？
Is it possible?
真的我们可以这样完全的信靠神吗？
Can we truly put our full belief and faith in him?
我们看见主在这里就立约。
And so here God, he establishes a covenant.
保证为我们的信心创始成终。
Because he guarantees that he is the author of our faith.
我们的神在这里告诉我们说，他的目的一定要成就在我们身上。
Because God says that he will accomplish his will upon us.
这个约太宝贵了。
This covenant is so precious.
我想早晨因为时间的缘故，我们没有时间仔细的来看这个约。
And because of time, we cannot look at this covenant in detail.
但是这里给我们看见说，我们的神他保证，他立了一个约，说他要保证让这一个完全的信心，完全对他的信靠，做成在亚伯兰的身上。
But now our God, who is a covenant-making God, he guarantees through this covenant that he will accomplish this faith in Abraham.
而且我们在这一个约里面看见神将他向着我们的目的更加详尽的把他的目的启示出来。
And we see that in the details of this covenant that God fully reveals his purpose and will to us.
立了约是不是就可以成立呢？
Now, once you have established the covenant, does it mean it's done?
如果不签字的话，那个约是不成立的。
Now, if there's no signature, then it doesn't mean that it's good.
感谢主，我们的神一上来他就签字。
We thank our God because as soon as God appears, He immediately signs.
他说我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
是我跟亚伯兰立了约。
And I have established this covenant with
Abraham. 神在上面亲自的签字。
And God, He Himself signs this covenant.
我是全足全有全丰的神。
I am the Almighty, All-Powerful God.
我是智慧的神。
I am the God of all wisdom.
我的道路高过你们的道路。
My way is much higher than your way.
我的意念高过你们的意念。
My thoughts are much higher than your thoughts.
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
我一定要照着这个约做成在你身上。
I will accomplish according to this covenant upon you.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神太好了。
Our God is so good.
他不仅立约。
Not only did he make this covenant,
签字。
But he signed.
他说他是全能的神。
By saying that he is the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
可是一个约如果只有一方签字是不是就可以生效呢？
Now if one party signs and the other doesn't, does it mean it's good?
有人有这样的一种的教训，我们的神是全能的神。
Now there is this particular teaching. Some say our God is an almighty God.
所以你可以随便。
You could do whatever.
你可以想怎么软弱就怎么软弱。
You could be as weak as you want to be.
你想怎么败坏就怎么败坏。
You want to be as corrupt as you can be.
神是全能的神。
Our God is an almighty God.
反正有一天神要把你做成完全的地步。
At the very end, one day God is going to make you completely
perfect. 所以你在地上你可以放松，你可以这个随从自己的意思。
So you can relax and just do whatever you want to do.
弟兄姊妹， 在神的创造的里面和在神的恢复的工作里面是有分别的。
Brothers and sisters, in God's creation, as well as in His work of restoration, He has His principles.
在创造的里面，我们的神说有就有，命令就立。
In the work of creation, when He spoke, it was.
在他恢复的工作当中。
In the work of recovery.
我们的主在十字架上完成了神的救恩。
Upon the cross, our Lord Jesus had already fully accomplished salvation for us.
当这个救恩要做成在我们身上的时候，
And now the salvation is to be accomplished within us.
我们有一个责任。
Now we have a God.
在这里是说亚伯兰他要受割礼。
And now in this covenant, there is this portion that he needs to be circumcised.
在旧约里面是用人手在人的身体上行割礼。
In the Old Testament time, through the hands of man, that in the physical flesh they needed to be circumcised.
在新约圣经里告诉我们说，特别是在哥罗西书啊，我们在看哥罗西书第二章十一节。
In the New Testament, particularly Colossians chapter 2, verse 11.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
亚伯兰他的签字就是受割礼。
And so on Abraham's side, his signature was through circumcision.
我们今天在神面前有一个责任。
Today before God, we also have a circumcision.
就是让这个非人手所做的这个割礼做成在我们的身上。
Now that which is done by the hands of man, now it is done within us.
腓立比书。
And now in Philippians.
三章第三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 3.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这一神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
For we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
不是说旧约的以色列人所做的是假割礼。
It's not to say that the circumcision of the Israelites in the Old Testament was fake.
他们是在外面人手所行的割礼。
They did an outward physical circumcision.
他们的割礼是个影子。
Their circumcision was but a mere shadow.
真割礼是今天我们在基督里面，因着主耶稣把我们的肉体和肉体的一切的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
But today, through the true circumcision of Christ Jesus within our hearts, cutting off all the desires and lusts of the flesh, putting it upon the cross.
今天我们不是在根据遗文的旧样，乃是照着灵的新样来侍奉我们的神。
Today, it is no longer through the letter of the law, but through faith we are serving our God in spirit.
听着没？我们在神面前有一个责任。
Now, before God, we have a responsibility.
受割礼。
To be circumcised.
这是我们在这个约上的签字。
This is our signature upon this covenant.
当我们签字的时候，
When we sign,
你一定经历全能的神。
You will experience Almighty God.
今天很多时候，神的百姓觉得生活中没有力量。
Today, many children of God feel that they have no strength in their life.
我们面对人事物没有智慧。
We have no wisdom when we face man and situations.
因为我们靠的是血肉的膀臂。
Because we are relying upon the strength of
our flesh and blood. 我们靠的是属地的智慧。
We are relying upon the wisdom of earth.
当我们肯受割礼的时候，
However, when we are willing to be circumcised,
十字架除去我们血肉的膀臂。
The cross can take away all of our ability in the flesh.
除去我们属地的智慧。
The cross can take away all earthly wisdom.
让我们能够经历到那永久的膀臂。
So that now we can experience the almighty hand of God.
让我们在家里面能够经历属天的智慧。
And that at home we can experience heavenly wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是对于我们每一个神的儿女来讲太宝贵了。
This is so precious for every one of us who belong to Him.
什么叫做受割礼？
What does it mean to be circumcised?
我想用一句简单的话来这样的描述。
Let me put it simply to describe it.
相信并接受十字架对一切肉体死的判决。
to believe and to accept the judgment of the cross upon everything regarding the flesh. We are unable to do anything. Can we add anything to the perfect work of the salvation work of our Lord Jesus? The only thing we can do is to believe and accept. We believe and accept the judgment of the cross in its towards the flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
this is our signature in this covenant.
我们知道在创世纪15章的里面所描述的,
we know what is described in Genesis chapter 15. At that time, actually God had already established a covenant with Abraham. And at that time, there was this particular tradition.
就是把一些的牲畜劈成两半, 然后立约的双方从这个劈开的牲畜当中走过去。
And that is that you would cut the sacrifice, the animals in half, and the two parties will walk through the middle of it.
但我们读第15章的时候, 你发现亚伯兰没有签字。
However, when you read chapter 15 carefully, you read that Abraham, he did not sign this part.
你发现从那个牲畜之间走过的是那个 冒烟的炉和发光的火把，那是说到神从中间经过说的。
We see that it was a smoking oven and a flaming torch which passed between the pieces. That was God. God walked through the pieces.
为什么亚伯兰在15章他不肯签字呢?
And why was it that Abraham, he did not walk through the pieces?
亚伯兰他觉得他已经有过祭坛的经历。
Abraham felt that he already had a life of building altars.
祭坛就说到十字架的经历。
The altar speaks of the work of the cross.
在15章那里，他认为说，我的肉体里面，那些爱世界的肉体，我愿意把它钉死在十字架上。
In chapter 15, he says that that flesh that loves the cross, loves the world, I have already nailed it upon the cross.
那些犯罪的肉体，我要把它钉死在十字架上。
That sinful flesh, I have already nailed it upon the cross.
那些邪恶的败坏的肉体钉死在十字架上。
The evil and corrupt flesh has already been nailed upon the cross.
发脾气的肉体钉死在十字架上。
The bad temper of the flesh has already been nailed.
嫉妒纷争的肉体钉死在十字架上。
And all the fleshly lusts have all been nailed upon the cross.
但如果遵行神旨意的肉体,
but then regarding following, obeying God's will,
爱神的肉体,
but the flesh that is to love God,
这个不能钉在十字架上。
This cannot be nailed upon the cross.
因为这个缘故,
and for that reason,
以实玛利就生出来了。
Ishmael was born.
属灵生命就停止不前了。
And now his spiritual life came to a dead end.
今天神的儿女对于犯罪、爱世界 败坏的肉体，我们都定罪了。
Today, as many children of God, we have already condemned sinning and the love of the world and the corrupt lust of the flesh. We have already condemned it all.
但是在创世纪17章这里，是说凡是在亚伯兰家里，无论是好的是坏的，是你所定罪的，说你所喜爱的，一切的肉体都要受割礼。
But here in Genesis chapter 17, we see that every single member of the household of Abraham, whether it is of them, whether it is bought by money or foreign, good or bad, all must be circumcised.
一切的肉体,
and all the flesh.
无论我们认为好的还是我们所宝贵的,
whether we think it is good or that which we treasure.
我们在经历当中，我们发现有许多神的儿女非常的爱神。
In our experiences, we do find that there are those people who truly love God.
他们付代价,
and they're willing to pay the price.
他们可以说舍弃性命,
they're willing to even lay down their own lives.
大家聚在一起,
yet when they gather together,
我们想说这么爱主的一般弟兄姊妹, 如果聚在一起, 主的见证一定在他们中间。
We think that if a group of people who truly love the Lord like that, they must have the testimony of the Lord with them.
当我们发现聚会却被拆得一块石头不落在一块石头上。
But we do find that one stone is not built upon another stone when they gather.
我们都觉得不可思议啊。
And we are shocked.
我们这么爱神。
You truly love God.
我们付了所有生命的代价。
We have laid down all of our lives.
为什么主的见证在我们中间就显不出来呢？
Why is it that God's testimony cannot be seen among us?
因为我们像亚伯兰一样不肯签字。
Because we are like Abraham, who's not willing to sign your part of this covenant.
凡不受割礼的，必从民中剪除。
He shall be cut off from his people, for whoever is not circumcised.
那是说到在见证上没有份说的。
That means that you have no portion in the testimony.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女觉得说自己爱神的肉体是非常宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, there's children of God who think that the flesh that really loves God is very precious.
我们觉得我们遵行神旨意的肉体是不能割掉的。
Because that part of our flesh that really obeys the commandments of God, it cannot be cut off.
在十七章这里说一切的肉体。
But here in chapter 17, all flesh.
我们要接受十字架对于一切肉体死的判决。
Because now the flesh must be condemned and judged by the cross.
主耶稣的十字架不仅对付爱世界的肉体。
The cross of Christ not only deals with the flesh that loves the world.
主耶稣的十字架不仅对付犯罪的肉体。
The cross of Christ not only deals with the flesh that sins.
那些败坏邪情私欲。
And all the lustful desires of the flesh.
就是我们天然人的所有对好像对神旨意的热心，好像要遵行神旨意的意愿，统统钉死在十字架上。
But all of the zeal and the passion, the desire that we have to follow and obey the commandments of God, that part of the flesh also needs to be put upon the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是启示。
This is revelation.
今天神教会，很多时候你会发现，好像没有凝聚的力量。
Today, the church, it seems as if it doesn't have much strength.
你会发现，什么时候神的儿女肯接受十字架对一切肉体死的判决。
However, when we find that whenever the children of God are willing to accept the work of the cross in all things,
我们奇妙的感觉说神就在我们中间。
Amazingly, we do find that it is accomplished among us.
发现聚会有一个凝聚的力量。
And that we find that in our gatherings,
你会发现我们的接受的真理，我们进到实际的里面。
That now once we have received the truth, we enter into the reality.
不接受十字架，许多时候这个真理就成了道理。
And oftentimes, without receiving the cross, without revelation, this truth only becomes a doctrine.
我们遇见很多年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们真的相信，他们真的接受因信称义的真理。
We do find that among us that there are young people who truly believe and accept the teaching of being justified through faith.
经过不多的年日，你发现在聚会中不见了。
But then we find that after a period of time that they no longer are gathering.
真理成了道理。
Truth has become a teaching or doctrine.
在他们生命中没有实际。
There's no reality in their lives.
只有十字架能够使真理成为实际。
Only the cross can allow truth to become reality.
弟兄姊妹，十字架对我们每一个人，对神的教会来讲，实在是太重要了。
The cross is so important for every one of us.
没有十字架就没有神教会的见证。
Without the cross, there is no testimony of the Lord.
有弟兄这样告诉我们，没有十字架，我们连圣经都读不懂。
Some brothers also tell us that without the cross, we can't even understand reading the Bible.
因为只有十字架，除去我们天然的智慧。
Because only the cross can take away all of that natural man.
好让赐人智慧启示的灵能够来光照我们的心眼。
So that the spirit of wisdom and revelation can truly enlighten our hearts and our eyes.
十字架是我们属灵生命成长的秘诀。
And so the secret of our Christian life to really grow is the cross.
所以我们读亚伯拉罕的故事，从99岁一直到175岁。
So when we read the story of Abraham from age 99 all the way through 175,
他的生命一直在成长。
His life continued to grow.
如果大家仔细去读，你发现亚伯兰的生命没有因着到了99岁就从此就停滞了。
When you read his story, you realize at age 99, his life and progress and maturity
did not stop there. 就从此就等着退休了。
He did not retire there.
弟兄姊妹，十字架太奇妙了。
The cross is so amazing.
那么在旧约里面，我们如果读，这个耶利米书的话。
And so in the Old Testament, if you read the book of Jeremiah,
那就说到受割礼有两方面。
There are two aspects of circumcision.
一个是耳朵受割礼。
One is that your ears need to be circumcised.
一个是心要受割礼。
The other is that your heart needs to be circumcised.
弟兄姊妹，一个受过割礼的心和一个没受过割礼的心是完全不一样的。
A heart that has gone through circumcision is completely different from one that has not gone through.
没有受过割礼的心里面充满的是骄傲的思想。
A heart that has not gone through circumcision is so full of thoughts of pride.
充满的是世俗的观念。
And so full of thoughts of earthly things.
充满了很多的这些肉体里面的许许多多的东西。
And full of the things that's regarding the flesh.
受过割礼的心
，a heart that has been circumcised，
这个心意就更新而变化。
And now that heart has been transformed by the renewing of the mind，
就查验神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It is able to test and know that which is the perfect will of God。
受过割礼的心，你发现他就。以基督耶稣的心为心。
And now a circumcised heart is able to have the heart and attitude and mind of Christ.
我们都盼望能够以基督耶稣的心为心。
We all desire to have the mind of Christ.
但是一到家庭的当中，一到聚会侍奉的里面，我们就以世俗的心为心。
But as soon as we come to our family life and to church service, we have many thoughts of earthly thoughts.
我们就以自己的心为心。
We allow ourselves to be the center focus of our lives.
受过割礼的心，才能够以基督耶稣的心为心。
But a circumcised heart now has the mind of Christ.
我们看见，举个例子，比如说像亚伯兰，他后面亚伯兰他为罗德祷告。
For example, let's go on the story of Abraham. He later prayed for his nephew Lot.
为罗德祷告，如果不以基督耶稣的心为心，你没办法祷告的。
If you do not have the mind of Christ, how can you pray for Lot?
因为这一个罗德这样的弟兄啊，实在是。太不可爱了。
Because this brother Lot, he is so unlovable.
你就看见说，一有了机会就占便宜的。
Because as soon as there's an opportunity, he will take advantage of you.
一点情面都不讲的。
He does not look at the human relationship.
而且他竟然住在索多玛这种罪恶的城市里面。
And now he's living in the city of Sodom, a city full of sin.
神借着环境管教他，把他自己。这个和他的财物通通都被掳去了。
And now God, through His judgment, has taken away all of His, everything that belonged to him.
亚伯兰舍生忘死把他救回来。
And now Abraham has, used everything that he could to save him.
罗德有没有回来聚会？
Did Lot go back to the meeting?
罗德不回来聚会的。
He did not come back to the meeting.
他继续住在索多玛。
He continued to live in Sodom.
这回神要审判了。
And now God was going to judge.
这回神要灭索多玛了。
God was going to entirely demolish Sodom.
我想，如果我是亚伯兰的话，
阿门。I was Abraham, I would say Amen.
像这样罪恶的城市，真的要受审判了。
This city full of sin, it needs to be judged.
亚伯拉罕如果要为罗德祷告。
Now, if Abraham was to pray for Lot,
他必须以基督耶稣的心为心。
He needs to have the mind of Christ.
他要把对弟兄这样负面的感觉统统倒空。
He needed to empty himself completely of his own thoughts towards his brother.
他爱弟兄不受感戴的。
He loved his brother without any other, strings attached.
像这样的弟兄爱了多少次都不回来聚会的。
Because this brother, no matter how much I love him, he will not return to the meeting.
还要不要为他祷告
？And yet I will still pray for him.
我们看见亚伯兰在那里一而再、再而三的为了他的兄弟在那祷告。
We see Abraham there prayed once and prayed a second time, again and again for his brother.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天要真正进入到与神交通的 像朋友一样的这样的祷告的当中。
Brothers and sisters, today, if we enter into this type of prayer, this prayer that is like a fellowship with a friend,
我们的心真的要受割裂。
Then our hearts truly need to be circumcised.
我们的耳朵要受割裂。
Our ears need to be circumcised.
受过割裂的耳朵和没受过割裂的耳朵听的东西是不一样的。
Ears that have been circumcised versus those who have not, the things that you hear are just different.
没受过割裂的耳朵，你发现什么传言呢？好像美食一下子就进到心里。
Ears that have not been circumcised, the morsels that come down, they're the gossip that comes in. They're like tasty morsels that go down into the innermost heart.
什么是非了？什么世俗了？
These earthly things, all these earthly things, all these things come in.
厌烦纯正的道理。
And yet, the pure word of God.
耳朵发痒。
And your ears are tickled.
偏向虚妄的言语。
And all the things that are just foolishness.
受过割礼的耳朵听的是完全不一样。
And now, ears that have been circumcised, these things are not brought to mind at all.
箴言里面
In Proverbs,
非常奇妙，他说有两种的教训。
There are two teachings. It's really amazing.
一种叫好教训。
One is called good teaching.
一种叫好听的教训。
And there's another that is teaching that sounds good.
没受割礼的耳朵特别能听进去好听的教训。
The uncircumcised ears really like to listen to teachings that sound good.
受过割礼的耳朵
Circumcised ears
听好教训
Like to listen to good teaching
当我们读箴言的时候好教训很多的时候都是责备的话
And so when we listen to the good teaching in the book of Proverbs through circumcised ears you realize many of them are words of rebuke
弟兄姊妹人的耳朵有多少时候能听得进责备的话
How often can our human ears listen to words of rebuke?
以至于你说在服事的里面，我记得那个时候真的是感谢主。那个时候我们年轻的时候，神就给我们机会来服事神。
Especially in service, I do thank the Lord. When I was young, I had the opportunity to serve Him.
服事完了，我们下来就问年长的弟兄。
And so after service, we would go find some of the elderly brothers.
那我们这样的服事到底有多少的瑕疵盼望年长弟兄能告诉我们
In our service, how many things were blemishes or things that we need the older brothers to point out to us?
你说年长弟兄非常的有经验的
We know that our elderly brothers, they are very experienced.
他们就冲我们笑
And so with wisdom, they would smile.
我说你就讲一条就可以
And I said, just tell me one thing.
他说我怕你受不了。
And he would smile and say, I'm afraid you can't bear it.
你知道没有受过割礼的耳朵真的受不了的。
Because ears that are uncircumcised, you really cannot stand it.
我们对自己不认识的。
Because we don't know ourselves.
我们人心诡诈到了极处我们自己都不晓得的。
The human heart is wicked to such a point that we ourselves do not even know it.
如果真的听了责备的话
If you have truly heard the words of rebuke,
你会发现我们这个人好像就被受伤了一样。
Then it is as if we, our person has been offended and hurt.
我们听不进去受伤的话让我们受伤的话。
Are we able to accept these words that are positive to be heard? We like to hear words that sound good.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们整天要听好听的话，请问我们怎么能成为主耶稣的门徒呢？
If you want to hear good sounding words the entire day, how can we be the disciples of our Lord Jesus?
有哪一个做门徒的整天听好听的话呢？
Which disciple all day long would listen to words that sound good?
大家对四福音很熟啊。
We're all familiar with the four gospels.
当这十二个门徒跟随主的时候，请问是好教训呢，还是好听的教训呢？
When we read the four gospels and we look at the 12 disciples, were they listening to good teaching all day or just teaching that sounds very good?
天天背起自己的十字架跟随主。
Pick up your cross daily to Follow the Lord Jesus.
可能我们十九岁的时候还能听进好教训。
Perhaps at age 19, back then, we were able to listen to sound and good teaching.
29就不容易了。
At age 29, it's much more difficult.
39以上几乎耳朵都堵上了。
At age 39, at 49, our ears are pretty much stopped up.
主没有说做我的门徒头十年这样跟随我以后就可以随你们自己。
The Lord didn't say, in your first 10 years, you are to follow me in this way, and afterwards, just do what you'd like.
什么叫天天舍己，背起自己的十字架，跟随主？
What does it mean to daily deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me?
一生都做门徒。
It means that you do it your entire life.
一生都做学生。
That your entire life you are a student.
Lifetime student.
A lifetime student.
这世界上有这个一生做伟大领袖的哈。
We do have lifetime leaders in this world.
这一生这世界上有一生做这个一生做教授的。
We have lifetime professors as well.
有没有一生做学生的？
Are there lifetime students?
在基督的学校里，弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人一生做学生。
In the school of Christ, every one of us are to be lifetime students.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，在神的家中，为父的有一万，做师傅的有一万，为父的却不多。
And so, the Apostle Paul tells us that, in God's house, that there are not many masters, but there are many who serve.
为什么这么多师傅呢？
Why are there so many teachers?
因为没过几年就觉着要做师傅了。
Because there are those who, after a few years, think that they are good enough to teach.
就不想做学生了。
They don't want to be students anymore.
在神的家中啊，为父的是那些一生在主面前做学生的。
In God's house, what is needed are those who need to be students their entire life.
为什么为父这么少呢？
Why is it that there are so few who are students?
因为我们觉着说我们已经明白了。
Because we all think we understand.
我们已经完全了。
That we are already complete and perfect.
就算没这么完全，至少可以暂时做几天的师傅了。
Even though I'm not completely perfect, but at least I'm good enough to be somebody else's teacher.
我们看见彼得在他年轻的时候非常的殷勤。
We know that Peter, when he was young, was very bold.
非常 diligent.
Or very delicate.
Diligent.
Very diligent.
我这个去了德国，这个英语都忘记了。
I've forgotten how to speak English after going to Germany.
当彼得写彼得后书的时候，
When Peter wrote Second Peter,
我们看见年老的彼得他分外的殷勤。分外的殷勤。
He was even more diligent.
他说有了信心加上德行，有了德行加上知识，有了知识加上节制，有了节制加上忍耐，有了忍耐加上前进，有了前进加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄加上爱。他非常的殷勤啊。
He was extremely diligent. If you read what he says in 2 Peter, it says that in your faith, yeah, you need to add on moral excellence, in excellence, knowledge, and knowledge, self-control, and self-control, perseverance, and perseverance, godliness, etc.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里所写的像不像一个学生呢？
So in this writing, does it look like a student?
因为彼得知道在他年少的时候，他竟然做过主耶稣的师父哎。
Because he knew that when he was young that he dared to be the teacher of our Lord Jesus.
他竟然会责备主耶稣哎。
He dared to rebuke the Lord Jesus.
今天有的神的儿女竟然给神出谋划策啊。
That now the child of God, he desires to give him a command.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现当我们在那里做师父的时候。
When we are being teachers.
我们甚至觉得我们可以给神做谋士的时候，
When we think that we can give a command and give some instructions to the Lord,
我们最多让人的耳朵割掉了，而不是我们受割礼。
We have, at the end, we cut off someone else's ears rather than circumcise ourselves.
今天很多儿女的耳朵被我们割掉了。
We have cut off the ears of so many children of God.
就是我们自己家的孩子，就是我们自己家的孩子，你发现他们很多时候没有耳朵听我们了。
Even the children of our own homes, we find that they have no ears to listen to us.
我们拼命祷告。
We constantly pray.
我们盼望他们的耳朵得开。
We hope and pray that their ears will be opened.
弟兄姊妹，他们耳朵开不开，我不知道神的恩典什么时候临到他们。
Whether or not their ears are opened, it does depend on whether or not the grace of God comes upon them.
我们需要耳朵受割礼。
But we need our ears to be circumcised.
我们耳朵不受割礼。
If our ears are not circumcised,
别人的耳朵就会堵上。
Then other people's ears are cut off.
求主怜悯。
May God show us mercy.
我觉得今天在神的家中能够听责备的话是何等大的福气。
Today in God's house, if you are able to hear and accept words of rebuke, it is a great privilege.
有的时候在神的怜悯里面我们听到有些责备的话。
In God's mercy, when we do hear words of rebuke,
因此每一次我们把这些责备的话带到神的面前
and we
我们真的蒙福啊。
And when we bring these words of rebuke before God, we are so blessed.
因为我们都签字了。
Because we have signed our part of the covenant.
你会发现那一个神的大能就显出来。
And now we see the Almighty God, His strength and power is revealed.
曾经我们也经历过跟孩子们沟通上有难处。
In the past, we have also experienced difficulties in communicating with the children.
神让我们的耳朵先受割礼。
And God allowed our ears to be circumcised.
先听听孩子们对我们的责备。
We first listen to the rebuke of the children towards us.
我们看见神的恩典显在他们的身上。
And we see that the grace of God was revealed upon them.
十字架是我们生活侍奉的秘诀。
And the cross is the strength of our life and service.
没有十字架，绝没有得胜的生活。
Without the cross, there is no life of victory.
没有十字架，没有神教会真实的建立。
Without the cross, there is no strength to be able to build upon the church.
我想这段经文里面内容还很多。
There's still much content in this passage.
但因着时间的缘故，我想早晨我们在这里特别盼望神的灵来提醒我们。
But because of time, we do hope that the Spirit of God will once again remind us.
十字架是达到神目的唯一的道路。
The cross is the only way to attain to the will of God.
我们只有一个责任。
Just in this.
只有一个责任。
There's only one responsibility that we have.
相信并接受十字架对一切肉体死的判决。
To believe and to accept all the judgment of the cross upon the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，当我们也这样签字的时候，
When we sign our part of the covenant,
我们真的经历这一位全能的神。
Then we can experience this Almighty.
全主全有全丰。
This Almighty, all-powerful God.
他是这样的智慧。
He is so full of wisdom.
他真的行奇妙的事。
And he can do wonderful, marvelous things.
在我们个人生活里，在我们的家庭当中，在神的教会里，他显出他的大能的膀臂。
For us personally and within our families and within the church, he is able to extend his almighty hand.
他的目的要成就在我们的生命当中。
And with his strength and power, he can accomplish his will in us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在你面前实在是低头下拜。
Lord, before you, we bow our heads in worship.
像我们这样的人，你在我们身上从来没有放弃。
For us, you have never given up on us.
因为你是不失败的神。
Because you are God who never fails.
你既然定了你自己荣耀的心意，你就从来没有改变。
You have established your perfect purpose and will, and you have never changed from it.
你总是要将你这样宝贵的心意做成在我们的身上。
You want to accomplish this glorious will into us.
如我们愿意在你面前像你的仆人亚伯拉罕一样。
So we want to come before you like your servant Abraham.
接受十字架对一切肉体死的判决。
We want to accept the judgment of the cross upon all things that are dead.
让你自己的目的行在我们生命的当中， 让你自己的旨意成就在我们的身上，如同行在天上一样。
So that your will may be accomplished in us just as it is accomplished in heaven.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
带领我们弟兄来到这里释放。
That he brought our brother here among us to give out his word.
我们也欢迎弟兄和姊妹来到我们当中。
And we welcome our brother and his wife here among us.
在我们报告之前，我们也欢迎一下第一次来到主日聚会的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
And before we have some announcements, we would like to welcome anyone who's here for the first time.
在我右手边有第一次来的吗？
Is there anyone who's here for the first time on my right hand side?
如果有的话，欢迎你站起来。
If you are here for the first time, we welcome you to please stand and introduce yourself.
好，如果没有的话，我们回到左手边。
If not, we can move to my left hand side.
好，请你介绍自己的名字。
You can introduce your name.
Okay, 欢迎你。
Welcome.
这边还有吗？
Anyone else?
好，希望没有漏掉任何人。
We hope to not have missed anyone.
好，我们接下来几件事情报告。
Following, we have some quick announcements.
好，我们周二有祷告聚会。
Our Tuesday, we have our usual prayer meeting.
周五的读经聚会。
And Friday night Bible study.
周六东南区有读经聚会。
And Saturday we have our Southeast District Bible study.
这些聚会有些是线上，有些是混合模式。我们请弟兄姊妹都按着你方便的话可以参加。
And these meetings, some are in hybrid format, so we ask brothers and sisters to please pay attention to the groups that you're attending.
我们主日聚会从波比月开始，我们仍然是混合模式。
And following on Sunday, starting with breaking of bread meeting, it is in hybrid format.
弟兄姊妹可以来到这里或在网上。
And you can come to in person here in the church building or online.
那我还是提醒一下，如果你要来到这里聚会的话，在来之前还是看看自己身体的情况。
And we do want to remind brothers and sisters that if you do decide to attend in person, please monitor your health and symptoms.
如果任何不舒服的情况，我们还建议你在家里。
And if you feel unwell at all, please stay home.
如果来到聚会当中的时候，我们仍然是需要每位弟兄姊妹戴着口罩。
And we would like to remind brothers and sisters, if you do attend in person, please wear a mask.
我们请弟兄姐妹为着下个主日的两位弟兄要释放信息来祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for the brothers who are sharing next week.
王继言弟兄和 Stephen Phillips 弟兄。
And brother Qian Wang and Stephen Phillips.
翻译的弟兄们是柯云弟兄和李世博弟兄。
And the brothers who will be interpreting are brother Inke and Shi Po Li.
请弟兄姐妹为着我们自己为着聚会祷告。
And we pray for our brother's services as well as our own hearts to prepare for the meeting.
儿童聚会呢，不论是星期五、星期或者主日呢，都是在实体聚会。
And the children's meetings, whether it's Friday or Sunday, they are all in person.
好，要来的主日，下个主日是这里日光节时间结束。
And next week is the end of daylight savings.
所以11月5号星期六啊，晚上你就寝的时候要把你的时间往回调一个小时。
And so next Saturday, November 5th, we remind brothers and sisters to turn the clock back 1 hour.
所以如果是十点，你十点就寝的话，可以把它调到九点。
And for example, it is 10 o'clock, you can turn the clock back to 9.
我们孙弟兄从下周五到主日，11月4号到11月6号会带领新泽西州的特会。
And brother Sun will be leading a service conference in New Jersey on November 4th through the 6th.
请弟兄姐妹为我们弟兄为那边的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And pray for our brothers' services as well as the brothers and sisters at the conference.
我们聚会在12月有一次冬令会。
And In December, we will be holding a winter conference.
时间是星期五晚上，星期六晚上和主日早上，就12月23号到12月25号。
And it will be on December 23rd to December 25th, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
我们请弟兄姐妹先把这时间预留出来，也为我们今年的冬令会来祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to continue to set apart the time as well as to pray for the upcoming conference.
我们这一次的冬令会是从 Houston 来的中里恩弟兄释放信息。
And the brother that will be sharing with us during this conference will be Brother Philip Jong from Houston.
我们请弟兄姊妹为我们弟兄祷告。
And continue to pray for our brother in his service.
好，我们今天早上的报告今天退休。好，那我想我弟兄可能有在有我们在英语组他们的有一个退休会。
And the English group for the young people, there is also a retreat.
是12月18号到20号。
And it will be held from December 18th to the 20th.
好，请弟兄姊妹也为我们英语组弟兄姐妹的退休聚会祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters continue to keep the young people in prayer.